I've come to a bit of a realization lately that I could be a happier person if I stopped doing one thing.
Oh.
And that one thing is feeling sorry for inanimate objects.
Oh.
I realize that I'm going through my days having micro sadnesses, micro pangs of real like pain and sadness for inanimate objects, things that aren't sentient and cannot feel sadness.
I understand.
It all started this kind of realization the other day when I was making a stir fry and I was chopping up some sugar snap peas, aka peas in a pod. And I was like, ah, look, I want this to be real nice. So I sliced off all the little pointy ends.
Yeah, they're not very nice.
I don't think you're supposed to eat them. Well, not supposed to, but I didn't want them. So I chopped them all off and then I just like saw the little pile of all the little pointy ends and I just went, oh. I was like, oh, they're just going in the bin.
Oh.
And I felt so bad.
Oh
I
my
felt
God.
So bad.
Can I ask?
They were so cute.
A little question.
Yeah.
On air, did you happen to be PMSing at the time?
No, I'm actually mid-cycle right now, so that's why it's really bad, okay?
The things I've asked Aisling that she has gone, it's a very personal question. And she didn't say it there.
Emma can ask me those sort of questions. No. Then last night, I was getting in the shower and I threw on the shower and then I was like, oh, damn it, I need certain shampoo or whatever. So I went off and then when I went off to get what I needed, boyfriend Alex started asking me something. So I was gone from the shower that was running for about like 2 minutes. And when I came back, I felt so bad for the shower because the shower was running without me in it. And I felt so sorry for the shower. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Not for the environment.
I wasn't there.
just for the shower.
Aisling, I don't know what's going on here, pal. I'm concerned.
So I started making a list of all the inanimate objects that I feel sorry for day to day. I feel sorry for the washing machine when I put it on too many times in the one day. It must be wrecked. I feel sorry for my keyboard when I haven't played it in ages and it's covered in dust.
I know.
I feel sorry for my phone when my screen time is very high. I think it must be burnt out. I feel sorry for the kettle when I have to reboil the kettle because I've wasted too much time and now the water inside it has gone cold. I have to reboil the same water. I feel so bad. I feel sorry for every library. I just look into a library, I just feel bad.
Why?
I'm just like, oh.
Be busier.
Yeah, be busier,
please. Please.
Are you okay? And don't get me started on the books. Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
I feel sorry for my winter coats when it's summer. I feel sorry for calendars when I forget to flip a whole month and then I have to skip that whole month and that picture never gets its day out.
It's the light of day, yeah. Yeah.
And I feel so sorry for DVDs.
Oh, I get it. Their day
I just
is gone.
Feel so bad for all DVDs.
I actually, as soon as you were talking about inanimate objects, I know you already mentioned the washing machine, but I genuinely feel secondhand stress when it's on a spin. I'm like, you poor thing. Like, yeah, giving an absolute welly in there. And you get no thanks for it.
Nothing.
No thanks.
Nothing.
I don't understand this at all.
No?
No.
You're not an empath, so.
No. The only...
Whoa, you don't feel sorry for inanimate objects? Whoa, you're cold.
The only thing I kind of understand is I did have a teddy bear once and when I used to put it, I obviously put it away because I grow up.
You're a big boy when you were 22.
I became a big boy. And I put it in the cupboard and my cupboard opens like two doors. So I put it in the middle so it could see out the crack.
See?
So I kind of get what you mean.
You
but at the same time, then I turned 11 and stopped caring.
Producer Callum.
Can I give you one that I only had a couple of days and I didn't even think of this? I opened the press and I saw at the back of the press, the toasty maker hasn't seen the light of day in about 6 months. And I saw it and was like, you poor little dear, just sitting in the dark.
You poor little dear.
Not being used, not being loved, not being used to your full potential. And then I shut the door and just left it and then I forgot about it for another 6 months.
Yeah, it's like, I feel bad for George Foreman's. Because everybody buys it. Everyone's so excited to start. Waffle makers, crepe makers. I feel bad for all of them.
And you know what's hard to realise? I don't think the air fryers realise that they're having the time of their lives right now, but it's not going to be for
long. It's not going to last.
Yeah.
One day you'll turn the air fryer on for the very last time.
And you won't even realise it's the last time.
That's the only way I make food, so I don't think my air fryer is anything to worry about.